Hello, my name is John Johnson, and our website, as you may know, focuses on the last days, current events of the last days, prophetic issues, and latest news and worldwide events. And that's what we try to do, is bring together a understanding between what the Bible says and what's really happening around us. And we use quite a few different sources of independent news agencies, because most of the things that we are reporting are seldom seen in the regular news agencies of the mainstream media. And so we go to Christian sites and to Hebraic sites and to different independent news sites and try to sort through the things that are happening and glean from those articles that we can incorporate into our current events website. And we also try to bring some good teachings and some uplifting materials as well. And always remind you that the purpose of the website is to draw you closer to Messiah, closer to Yeshua Jesus, and to focus on Him, not so much the things in the world that are happening, but to follow His lead in your life and what the Holy Spirit is speaking to in your heart. But we use these events to awaken you to what's really happening, because some people are not really looking at these things on a regular basis and they get behind the curve. But there's a lot of things going on that you probably should be aware of, not to be consumed by, but you need to be aware of things. Paul told the people, he said, "You are not children of darkness, you're children of light, and you shall not be taken by these things by surprise." The reason he said that is because by them being aware of what's going on around them and understanding the scriptures, and then they can look at things through spirit eyes. They can know what the Word says, what God has taught us in His Word, and what Yeshua has taught us, and what the apostles have taught us. And we can look at the things around us through spirit eyes with that information, and we can see the spiritual world being played out before us. And that's what this is about, is getting you to look at these events from a spiritual standpoint. So because this month is the month Passover 2018, at the end of the month on a Friday evening, and it goes through the days of unleavened bread for the next 7 days, actually 8 days if you look at the Hebrew calendar. And we follow those journeys of the people through the Exodus. The Passover is about the Exodus, the Israel leaving Egypt. And it's a form teaching that says that we as people are on a wilderness journey in this life that we live in, because most of us in our natural state are separated from the God of Israel, from the one true Creator. And in our being in bondage to sin, we're not so much unlike they were. And as we understand, they're being delivered and brought to the mountain of Mount Sinai, where God gave them the Torah. He brings us out of the bondage of sin, gives us the Word, and He gives us His Holy Spirit to help us understand it. And He's provided the Passover Lamb, Yeshua, Jesus, for us as the redemption for our eternal life. So we have this teaching that's going on in all these festivals of the Lord. And you'll find these seven festivals in Leviticus chapter 23. I won't say a lot about them now for sake of time, but we want to realize that this Passover is the beginning of the spring feast and starting of the year of the feast that end in Sukkot, and later usually around October, that call it the Feast of Tabernacles. So we have this cyclical teaching going on in the Bible each year. We go through these and we learn what the feasts mean, what the real teaching of them is as we practice them throughout the year. And the Bible says these are the Lord's feasts. And sometimes people think, oh, those are just the feast of the Jews. That's not so. These are the feast of every believer, because through them and the message that's in them is an eternal message, and it's not going to change. And it will enrich our lives as we learn what they mean and try to incorporate that into our view of how God is teaching us through His entire Word how we should be living. And we've put a special teaching in here. It says, special audio video Passover presentation. I think you'll find that very interesting. It's an audio video, and it's a good reminder of all that took place there and what it's about. And then there's an excellent teaching here by Lars Arnson of the Watchman International website in Jerusalem. He is teaching us why Christians need to study the Torah. And that's a remarkable thing to understand. So I hope you will look at that too. And our second emphasis this month is a real blockbuster as far as I'm concerned, not because we're presenting it here, but because we need to understand it. Because sometimes we try to sweep these things under the rug, and this is too big to be swept under the rug, because we have a situation here that is basically a pandemic in our country. And what I've done is focused on the mental health and drug abuse issues that are going on. And we're looking primarily at legal drugs, opioids, as being the biggest problem right now. In fact, if you go back and look at what just happened in the news this past week, the new budget for the federal government includes $6 billion to try to help resolve some of the problems in this absolutely incredible problem that we're facing in this, in America and around the world, really, but especially in America. And we have to really look what's behind all this. What is all this drug abuse about? And I think to do that, we need to look at it spiritually. And I've presented here a presentation showing why this is why we need to understand this, that this is a spiritual problem more than it is anything else, and it can't be solved with $6 billion. It can only be solved in a spiritual sense and through understanding the deliverance that is given to us in being redeemed and having that saving work and grace of the Lord in our lives, so we can be set free from these kind of things, or help pray for those for deliverance who are caught up in it. The basic underlying principle is that pharmacy, the word pharmacy comes from the old Greek meaning of pharmakeia, which is where we get our word pharmacy. It's a noun. And in the Greek sense, the pharmakeia has to do with has much to do about enchantments and spells and poisoning and charms, witchcraft. And while most people don't understand this, it is truly a spiritual issue. And I've tried to give you here information to help you have a better view of why this is such an evil problem and why it's being orchestrated by demonic powers, and why its power is so great is because it's on deceptions and seductions of idolatry. And it's a thing that if we don't understand where its roots are, we can never get delivered from it. But in Noah's day, we had the same thing going on. And as Yeshua said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So I think what we have here is the building up of this evil problem, because we're in the last days and we're going to see more and more of it. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And there's a lot of statistical facts here from the War on Drugs website, which quotes a lot of information from the CDC, the government agency that reports the statistics and all this stuff. And most people are probably not aware of this, the complexities of it and the seriousness of it. But I've used it as a main emphasis on this website for this current events thing, because I want you to know how important it is, because it's a gigantic spiritual battle, and it's tentacles wrapped around so many people. You'd think that with 63,000 plus people killed in 2016 from these drug overdoses, with about 8,000 or something like that, being opioid overdoses, which are basically legal drugs misused. Then we have the illegal drugs, the drug wars, we've got alcoholism, and all of these incredibly evil things that are happening to people, with tens of millions of families affected. And you probably know someone who's been destroyed in this, and it's not going to get better, but we need to be really praying about how we can help those people who are caught up in this, because it is something that is potent, and it's working against our society. And so much of this stuff that we have in this mental health issue like this is at the root cause of things like the shooting in Florida, which report there is that he and most of the other shooters were on prescribed drugs and things that that actually alter their mental state. And actually, one of the side effects of warnings of them is that they can cause them to be dangerous, to hurt themselves or others. And we're barking up the wrong tree when we're chasing guns instead of the actual real culprit here. So we have articles about the epidemic in Baltimore, and if you haven't seen what's going on in the major cities, you need to read this. This is something that will just break your heart, but it gives you understanding of the difficulties of all of it. But there's quite a few issues here on this drug control problem and what's really going on and how people get so badly beaten up by it, and how the pharmaceutical industry is complicit in pushing this multi-billion-dollar product onto people. people through paying huge fees to doctors and people to promote it. And it is just almost beyond comprehension that some of this stuff is going on. But it is, and we have to be aware of it. And then we move on down to another subject here, which is our multiple link group. And that is, we include several news links of various key issues that we watch, namely Islamic deception by Europe's elite leaders in their attempt to corrupt the American elite as well. Socialist factions, liberal progressives that try to corrupt our schools and our children's minds. We're dealing with last days related items like signs of war building in the Middle East. Israel's enemies are many. And Turkey is determined to reestablish the old Ottoman Caliphate, and they're calling for Arab unification as a combined Arab military union to establish the world's largest army of over 5 million soldiers. We have the Vatican involved with Islam, joining efforts to undermine America's and Israel's effort to unity, and the move of the embassy to Jerusalem. We have the interference of so many different things going on that's trying to work against Israel. And Israel has so many enemies. And we've put some website information up for you to look at showing how many fronts of war they're going to have to be fighting. And this is not if they're going to have a war. This is when. The only question is, when is this going to happen? And I'm afraid it's going to be soon. So we have a lot of information here on the Israel situation in the Middle Eastern powers that are forming and building, trying to destroy Israel and wipe it off the face of the map. I've also included a message from Dr. Billy Graham when he was a young man, a young preacher on YouTube. I think you'll enjoy it. It is really inspiring. And we have some messages here from Derek Prince on discovering yourself in God's mirror. One of them is a link to read, and the other one is an audio message on it. Then I've given us the Lars Aronson audio message I mentioned earlier on why Christians need to study the Torah. And we have a couple articles by Daniel Botkin. He's teaching some things here that are really, really important to those who are in any kind of serious ministry today, and some of the conflicts that evolved in what we lose our focus on sometimes, the Messiah, and we get involved in so many other things. And so those are good articles to read. And then we have the our jihad update, our watch, Islamic Jihad Watch update. And there's so many things going on in Europe and in England and in the Netherlands and in Sweden that are just, they're just heartbreaking, and they're the destruction of those countries. And you need to be aware of what's going on there, because they're trying to bring that same thing here to America. And these are just things that you can't hardly get your mind around them. They're so bad. And then we have the section on the Middle East countdown on the different kinds of subjects here on how this is involved with the probability of war and where it's coming from and what's happening here and all of this. And then I go back here to the last one, and we talk about an update here on the comments of artificial intelligence. And I've been following this for a long time and reporting on it for a long time. And I think you need to continue to look at this. It's getting become more and more of our society with robots and different kinds of nanotechnology and different kinds of computer-human combined subjects that are for enhancement and all kinds of crossbreeding of different species and stuff that people don't aware is going on out there, but it is. And some by the major universities and major laboratories, and it's worldwide. It's not just here. And we need to be aware of how fast this is moving forward. And I think it's connected to the last days in light of the fact that the Bible talks about that the false prophet gives the image of the ability of the beast to be able to speak, the image of the beast to speak. I think this has to do with some kind of a humanoid or some kind of a transhumanistic device or individual that's been created in this. And I think that there's just so much information here that gives us some clues to all of that. So I think you'll find that section interesting. Then we're closing with a positive note on a very, very short note called The Piano. I think you will enjoy it. And, of course, after that, with the ironic blessing. And with all of that, we say blessings to you. I hope you find this information informative. I would also remind you that even though we look at these things, and once again say we need to look up because our redemption draweth nigh, but not to be foolish, not stick our heads in the sand. We need to know what's going on around us so we can look at it and evaluate from a biblical, spiritual perspective, not from a political perspective, not from a feel-good or feel-bad perspective, but for what it really is, and look to the Lord. Look to God Almighty to help us understand how to walk through what the psalmist calls the valley of the shadow of death, because we're coming into those times when very turbulent storms are coming upon the earth, as Yeshua said, that the seas and the waves were roaring and men's hearts being failing with perplexities because they didn't know where to turn. But the way the world is in an upheaval right now and what's going on, we could have a very, very, very rapid change in the things that are going on around us. And we need to be able to have the strength of biblical truth in our hearts and seeing things for what they are instead of what the talking heads and the fake news and all the rest of it is trying to twist it in for us to mean, because they're trying to twist our thinking. They're trying to deceive us with a lot of different things, as the Bible says they would, the great deception. And so we have this information for enlightenment, and we also try to tie it into a spiritual sense so we can see it properly in the proper focus that we should have it in, and that is with the Holy Spirit guiding us as we evaluate it with the Word of God. So we thank you for all your time and say bless you. Amen.